can follow me on Twitter at SuperKenReal. In the NBA, the Washington Wizards running out of house money, dropping back-to-back games at home. Indy got everything from Paul George. You see him put it down, 39 points, 12 rebounds. The young Wizards blew a 17-point halftime lead, and this is what got me upset right here. With the game still in reach, late, down 3 points. Once again, they did the exact same thing, start jacking up threes when they only needed a two-point shot and some stops.
Coaching.
I don't know if we can put this on coach or if the young Wizards are just not listening. I don't know, but what we can say is they're not playing together. And Bradley Beal, it's hard to point the finger at Bradley Beal because he is balling. He's giving you about 50% from the field every time. He had, what, 25-5. But John Wall, he's somewhat in, I can say it, a shooting slump right now. Wall went like 4 of 11, finished with only 12 points, playing way too long for that. I think they need to go back inside, keep feeding the bigs. And I know Roy is awakened now. We allow this sleeping giant to come at us now. But 17 points.
Did you notice the last two games, JT3 has been there. He was in Indiana, and then he was here again supporting them.
So you think that's the difference?
They might have something to do with it.
I think that's the difference. Oh, man. Once again, George 39-12, going back to Naptown for game five. Must do. Must win this one. Must win this one or it's over. Now, KD scored 40 points in 45 minutes, but it wasn't enough. The Clippers came back late. They were down as many as 22. They erased that big point, 16-point lead, beat them by 2 points. Get this. I said over and over and over, it's just, they need more than just the two stars on this one, man. I mean, now, don't get me wrong, Westbrook put his game in, 27 points in the whole nine, but you can't give up a big lead like that. But the series is tied now, 2-2, and I don't know, they're going down game five tomorrow.
And, I mean, at the end, he played wonderfully the whole game, but at the end,
until
he
the
resorted
end.
Back to his old ways, and that's what allowed them to come back.
Got to play that team ball, man. Now, Donald Sterling, he's somewhat changed his position, of course. Now he's apologizing. He did it through an interview with Anderson Cooper. But my question is, was he apologizing to the people or to his billionaire teammate owners? Well, his billionaire owner friends, I should say. Because we do know that it takes 3/4 of the vote to vote him out. But from what he was saying in that interview with Anderson Cooper, it sounded like to me he was making a plea to the owners. He said, hey, what'd he say? I'm a good member. One mistake in 35 years. Right there, he's clearly talking about ownership. I love my league. I love my partners.
But he really didn't even say what he apologized for. He just said, I apologize.
One mistake. Am I entitled to make it one mistake? You know, so I think that's who he's talking to. Now, on the flip side, bad news for Shelly Sterling, because it came out that if one owner, part of that group, is kicked out, every person in that ownership group is put out. So she can't. It's no way in the world she'll be able to hold on to that team. That's just not even an option. And LeBron James and everybody else came out and said the exact same thing. They believe that she has to go too. Tonight, game four in Brooklyn, heat up 2-1. Spurs in Portland tonight with that 3-0 lead. Of course, they got the chance to shut them down. Lastly, now we know Michael Sam, he finally got off the board. We waited the entire Super Show for him to get off. He finally made it off late in the seventh round. Now, get this, though. Don Jones of the Miami Dolphins, he tweeted, OMG, horrible.
Wow.
Now, from this, and of course, you know it was removed quickly a short time later, but dude has been suspended and everything behind it. Is that enough? I mean,
really?
I think it's too much.
He can't have an opinion?
He can't have an opinion.
I think I don't think he was talking about that he was drafted. He was talking about what happened after. How they kept showing, I believe.
And all the, and it just seemed like to me, you know, listen, I mean, listen, if you're gay, that's fine. I mean, I have no problem with that. I want the world happy. But ESPN, all of that, it was just all the man
the
crying, all bent over and kissing his. It was just way too much. And I put that on ESPN, man. You know, you don't have to cram that in our face, man. Well, congratulations to Michael Sam being the first openly gay NFL draftee.